You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
So I wasn't able to work, and I had a lot of free time to reflect. And one of the things I kept thinking about was, when did this start? How long have I had depression and anxiety? And while I'll say that I've had a number of episodes over the years, none lasted as long as this one, none was as severe as this one, none left me as hopeless as this one. But I can go back to being a child. They say that most experts will tell you that a lot of depression and anxiety starts in childhood, and I can attest to that. That was the case with me. I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and as a sensitive boy, not a very accommodating time for sensitive boys. Like, I really admire and envy millennials. They're so much nicer to each other than we were. Bullies were rampant when I was growing up. And millennials, your stance on bullying is to be commended. I have a theory on why millennials are so much nicer to each other than we were, and it's that millennials grew up much better hydrated than we did. Water just was not a consideration when I was growing up. And I'm not one of these middle-aged men who will come up here and say, we didn't even need water. We needed it desperately. We walked around the decade dizzy and listless. We needed water. But in my house growing up, in the refrigerator, all we had pretty much was whole milk and Tab. I wouldn't get my first sip of real pure water until Thursday. Thursday was gym day, and the entire experience was fraught. Perilous, because water pressure in 1970s public schools was so weak, you had to make love to the drinking fountain. But if you got that close, it tempted the cretin behind you to smash your skull into the iron spout, which was considered a prank in 1978. Now it's rightfully classified as felony assault. But back then it was just boys will be boys. The teacher wouldn't even interrupt her countdown, which was necessary because budget cuts in the 70s caused classroom sizes to swell. Classrooms were enormous, so the teacher would have to limit your quench with this: one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, next. And I would protest. I would become outraged and I would say something. I was very precocious when I was a little kid. I think you would have loved me. I remember I would finish my sip under so much pressure. This, but also it's like I need to get my water for the week in three Mississippi or less. It was daunting. And I would finish my sip, I would collect my teeth. And I would say, Mrs. McNally. It's her real last name. Oh, I will protect her no longer. Mrs. McNally, it is not Mississippi. It's Mississippi. You're costing me an entire syllable of hydration with your pidgin English. But you want to know something, Mrs. M? How appropriate, how apt that you use Mississippi to carry out your unjust drinking fountain policy. That, now that's precocious. To have that firm a grasp of Jim Crow legal doctrine at seven. Millennials, they're just much more accepting of each other. They feel safe around each other, accepting. They're accepting of non-conforming gender roles and identities. And I grew up at a time the definition of manhood was so narrow. You were either Clint Eastwood or you were Richard Simmons. There was nothing in between. There were no Paul Rudds. No kind-eyed Mark Ruffalo's. You had to be so hard. And millennials, they're so accepting of each other, and they feel safe coming out to each other in high school, even junior high. I have to be honest with you, in 1987, I didn't feel safe ordering a Sprite. This will sound nuts, but Sprite, amongst the men of my community, was considered a woman's beverage. Why? How? Because it's translucent, like lingerie? I've never been able to figure out. I mean, also, the word Sprite is a synonym for woodland pixie. I remember going on a field trip, and on the bus ride home, we stopped off at a fast food restaurant, and I ordered a Sprite like a fool. In front of everybody. And this bully, he came up to me as I was drinking in front of everyone, and he said, "Enjoying your fairy juice, fairy?" And I was, yes, mortified, but also at the same time so confused as to how a bully could be that conversant in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.